The United Nations has opened a two-day conference in Baghdad on human rights. Amnesty International released a report today saying the United States is mistreating some prisoners at Iraqi detention centers. U.S. troops continue a massive sweep through central Iraq looking for remnants of Saddam Hussein's regime. The fact that American troops remain in danger in Iraq, even after President Bush announced an end to major fighting in the conflict, has created criticism of the Bush administration's war planning. But Democrats can't seem to find a way to turn that criticism into a political issue. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Some senators went to Iraq last week, and they've come back convinced that U.S. troops will be there for a very long time. How will the public accept that?
Well, I think it depends on what happens. If it seems totally chaotic and U.S. soldiers keep getting killed, that's one thing. If it seems that there are troops there enforcing an orderly transition to a local government, that's another. After all, we've had soldiers in lots of places for many years, Korea, Europe, the Sinai. So it's something that you accept if they're not getting killed. But to get to the orderly transition, there seems to be universal agreement, starting with Ambassador Brimmer, who's there, that Saddam Hussein has got to be caught so that people in Iraq understand he's not coming back. And the senators who have been there, the senators of both parties, say it's also true that more forces need to be there, that there was not adequate planning for the post-war period. They would like to see this internationalized by bringing in NATO forces, both because NATO has worked together with U.S. forces in the past, and also, as Senator Joseph Biden says, it would legitimize the U.S. occupation in a way of seeing a more international force. But the common refrain out of these senators was the war planning was good, the post-war planning bad.
If senators of both parties agree there was a failure in intelligence and planning in Iraq, why can't the Democrats turn that failure into a political issue?
Because no one trusts the Democrats on the issues of security, and poll after poll shows that. And now they find themselves in the difficult position of fighting among themselves on those issues as they all joust for the nomination. You have Howard Dean, the former governor of Vermont, taking off against the Democrats in Congress who voted for a war in Iraq, Kerry, Gephardt, Lieberman, Edwards. And you have other Democrats along with Dean taking that anti-war position. And, of course, that's popular when you go in and talk to Democratic groups, the people who turn out for the nomination process. And so it's hard for the party to establish any kind of strong voice on security.
One area where Democrats traditionally have held a lead is health care. What's likely to be the impact of the prescription drug bill working its way through Congress?
Well, again, that's a place where some people in the party think it will make it harder for Democrats to draw bright lines next year in the election campaign. And some are mad at Senator Kennedy for going along with this bill because his imprimatur made a huge difference. But there are others who say that voters would say it's a pox on both your houses if no prescription drug bill is passed, that it's more important to have the policy than the issue. Although at this point, Bob, it's not clear how seniors are going to react to the policy when they see how much they'll still be paying for prescription drugs under the plans that are going through Congress right now.
And another issue the Democrats had hoped to use in next year's election was control of the Supreme Court. Do you think the court's decisions last week will blunt the Democrats' arguments?
It could to some degree. They could to some degree because the court will not seem so extreme. And a lot of this has to do with language. It's not that people feel so strongly about affirmative action or about gay rights, but if the court had come out on the other side of those issues, I think that you would have a much stronger reaction and a sense that they were out of the mainstream and that Democrats would be able to use that a little better. And President Bush is probably heaving a big sigh of relief that there has not been a retirement, so he doesn't have to take on a big Supreme Court replacement battle as he goes into an election.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.